In a new podcast, Robert Plant has dug deep. And amongst other news, the 72-year-old pioneer has said he will allow unreleased music to be heard after his death. It's always a classic conundrum for an estate of famous artists who are usually left to make creative decisions when a sudden death occurs. Plant has put it on the record, stating that when he, quote, kicks the bucket, his children will open the door on everything Robert has done from 1966 through to now, including various unfinished projects. He's reportedly spent the COVID lockdown getting his house in order, not in the real literal sense, but his musical archives. He said that one day it will all be heard, and he doesn't know whether this one day is just around the corner or not. Plant has discovered cassettes containing a wide range of recordings from projects that were not completed, along with memorabilia from tours and album projects, letters from the boss of Atlantic Records, and a whole heap more. And apparently in the 80s, Plant would go and write with anybody he had time with, including punk rocker Robert Crash. He describes the music in 84 as mad German computers with a Stratocaster. It's such a confronting story. We want Robert Plant to live on forever, obviously. But he's still recording and releasing music as well. Amazing material. And he's been doing so since the late 1960s with Led Zeppelin. While this sounds amazing and very rare for an artist to get his house in order, and while it feels like we can't wait to hear his music, we actually can. We can wait. Thanks, Robert. But we can wait a lot longer yet. Make sure you turn on Triple M Classic Rock for all your Robert Plant needs 24/7. Download the Listener app and listen for free.